Gentlemen, this is 10 dozen minutes of sub-zero temperatures with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and we do have Jake on the line, I believe.
Yeah. Hey, this is a potentially momentous occasion. This is your last show as a dude with no kids.
That's true. This is my last show as a son who is not also a father. I'm still a holy ghost, though.
Wow.
So that's good.
Holy Ghost Batman. So yeah. How you been?
What have we been up to? What have we been doing? Nothing. Cleaning my basement. That's where I live these days. The knuckle-biting excitement of cleaning my basement.
I spent yesterday straightening up my house. It had started to lean a little bit from the weight of my angst.
The world.
Yeah.
Your angst. You have a collection of those weird crosses with the loops on the top.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've really been getting into the Sandman books.
Yeah, they're...
I'm finally... Go on.
You're what? Go ahead.
Go ahead. A little bit of a Skype delay just destroys us.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of a desire for us to just, for each of us not to talk for a long time, and then
right.
Suddenly we have something to say at the same time. Yeah, there's something about reading The Sandman as in books like that that makes the story flow better. I don't know why.
And, I mean, this reading them in books like this is basically my own, my only experience with it. I would say I'm about 80% of the way through the third book.
It's about one time, too.
Getting close to having seen it all. At that point, it will be too late. I'll have seen everything.
I've read them all as individual books, and that way, like, you buy a book and you're looking forward to reading the next part of the narrative, and you find that you've bought the book that's just, like, four short stories.
Mm-hmm.
And that was somewhat frustrating in a way that it's not to see it all kind of put together.
The only parts of it that I have not liked are the parts of it where, and I think that I can attribute this entirely to the font. I did not like the parts of it that took place in the world with that big dog, Martin Tenbones.
Uh-huh.
And I did not like the introduction to the, one about the city in the bottle.
Ramadan?
Yeah. And I think that the reason that I don't like those sections is entirely because I find it very difficult to read decorative fonts.
Yeah, because I like that's the Game of You storyline, is the one with Martin Tenbones and everything. I thought it's an interesting concept and an interesting flip on the kind of fantasy world that they're talking about. Then an interesting way to do that fantasy trope where the villain is maybe not a villain, and the hero is maybe not a hero, and the choices everybody makes maybe don't matter at all. And
right. I finally finished reading The Watchmen.
Oh, yeah? How'd you find that?
It was okay. It took me a long time to get into it. I think partially because it takes a long time to get going. I don't know. There were definitely some really good bits. Have you read it?
Oh, yeah. A couple times.
I'm worried about the movie now.
Hmm.
See, before I just didn't care. Now I'm just pretty sure they're going to fuck it up.
See, I felt kind of the opposite, because I think that Alan Moore, like, he's publicly stated, this is unfilmable, we did stuff in here that you could never do in any other medium, blah, blah, blah. I think a lot of that is way, way, way overstated.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's a little too convinced of his own awesomeness, which is... Yeah, it's actually fairly well established that that's the case, but... No, having read it again, I was like, yeah, they could totally trim some of these subplots down and it would be fine. But I have a feeling that there's going to be a 6-hour cut available on DVD that's pretty much the entire graphic novel just filmed, so...
Shot for shot. Yeah. It's going to be a little weird seeing how they do the, the pirate story that is a comic book in the comic book.
Yeah, I think that, what they are going to do with that is they've made, 80-minute or something animated movie that's just that entire thing, and it's going to be sold as its own DVD.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I mean, it seems like maybe there are some good decisions being made about it, but I'm never optimistic about things like that, you know?
I suppose that not being optimistic would go towards the not being disappointed. I was surprised to see that the Spirit is apparently just a steaming pile of shit. Like
I never had even the slightest interest in seeing it.
I did because it, you know, it was half of the team that made Sin City, and it was done in the same style.
See, Sin City, like, I watched it.
Oh, right, you didn't like Sin City, never mind.
So it's not that I didn't like it, I just watched it, and it just kind of immediately fell out my other eye.
Uh-huh.
And, let's see, what else? I did that, got back on the World of Warcraft horse for... I've gotten to the point where I'm playing World of Warcraft, like, 3 or 4 hours one day a week.
Hmm.
And, it's like methadone, you know? Because when you're using methadone, you use it 3 or 4 hours one day a week.
Right. Well, it's kind of like me smoking the hookah instead of smoking cigarettes.
Mm.
You know, I smoke for like an hour every other day.
Right.
Instead of 5 minutes 10 times a day.
Right. You never stop smoking pole.
Well, that's true.
You still using the hookah regularly?
Yeah, pretty regularly. I can go for, you know, 5-6 days without missing it, really. But I would rather do it. I would rather smoke it than not.
Yeah.
I don't think that having a newborn in the house is going to give me that, like, hour to go sit by myself on the laptop smoking hookah like I like to do.
Right. Do you do it outside?
No, upstairs.
I see. Yeah, I guess it's not particularly gross to smoke a hookah. It's not like even like smoking a pipe gets kind of stale inside. But yeah. So I'm trying to think what else. I just worked most of the weekend getting the cranking out the new Underwater Zone, which I ended up just deciding to do entirely by myself because I put it off for too long. And then last night I went downstairs and there was a big puddle of water on my floor, dripping out of like heater vent in the ceiling.
Hmm.
So had to get a plumber out there today, and there was a tiny pinhole leak because there was this fuck up that ended while I was out of town with my water getting turned off.
Hmm.
It being turned off and then turned back on, and all the rattling around of air in the pipes, I think probably jarred something loose. That, yeah, so, big hole in the ceiling to identify a tiny hole in a pipe. Step one, find a hole in a pipe. Step two, write a plumber a check for $500 to find and fix the hole in the pipe.
Yeah, now I feel even better about our home warranty thing. That, we paid
I could probably submit it to the homeowner's insurance, but I'm nervous about...
You probably
like,
have
water damage is sticky with homeowner's insurance.
Yeah. And you
like,
probably have a deductible on that. That would be more than... We have a home warranty where the person who sold us the house gave us a year of it, and we just renewed it. It costs like $500 a year, but any plumber that any time we need a plumber out to the house, it's $85 no matter what they do.
Yeah, I've not found it, like in my experience, the home warranty has been not particularly useful. I got a really bad experience with it at the first house where like okay, my air conditioner's broken. So, deal with the home warranty company. They send somebody out like a week later. The air conditioner guy comes out and says, this is an electrical problem. You need an electrician. But I can't recommend one because you have to use the home warranty company. So, they go home, call the home warranty company. They send an electrician out a week later. And it basically, because I didn't have the freedom to just pay somebody to fix the air conditioner, you know? Like, I was like, okay, well, somebody's got my back here. Somebody's helping me with this. I ended up just, like, not being able to use the upstairs part of the house for, like, 6 weeks. In the middle of the summer, and so I've never bothered renewing a home warranty.
Ours paid for itself last year when we had a hole in a pipe in the nursery. Because any water that drips in my house has to come into the nursery find.
Was it a rare nursery or a Rattlin nursery? And in the hole, was there a tree?
No, it was just a big rusty hole in the pipe in the ceiling of the nursery. Mm. Under the roof. Behind the blue curtain.
Down the street in the bathhouse.
Right.
When we were in Vegas, we went to our... It's so weird that, like, one of my favorite, like, Irish pubs is just the sort of Disney-fied, totally bogus, fake Irish pub inside New York, New York.
Right.
The food is so good. They have good beer on tap. They've got, like, a good, like, sort of whiskey selection that you can sample, and just this really competent bar band that plays there. It's like they sort of don't fuck around because they want to spend money making it a very accessible and appealing experience. But got to hear a rousing live rendition of the Rattlin' Bog.
Hmm.
I like that song.
Yeah, and I've heard that I've seen that it brings you joy regardless of who performs it. nothing wrong with that.
No. It's my one weakness.
Torchitite says, "Hey, Jake, the Zune feed for the show has been broken since early November. Any chance you could fix it?" People own Zunes and also watch our show, listen to our show.
Yeah, don't you remember? This Christmas, every Zune quit working for, like, a day because of some clock malfunction. Like leap year processing deal that the stated fix was wait until tomorrow. It's, you know, I've heard some good things about the Zune. I think that there are a certain number of people that use them. I'm assuming that the Zune feed was pointing at the old podcast feed and it stopped working about the time that Stargazer moved over to the new domain. The problem is that I have no idea who was responsible for maintaining the Zune feed. And it is possible, we talked about this a little bit on the last show,
mm-hmm.
It's possible that somebody involved in that, or someone who knows how to set up a Zune feed, will have written in between then and now. The solution to this might need to be somebody who knows how to set up a Zune feed, sets up a new Zune feed point of podcast. So for the time being, anybody using the Zune can just download shows from the asymmetric archive at radio.kingdomofloathing.com.
I'm kind of pleased, though, that that's almost enough to make the Zune purchasable, palatable for purchase, is that feeds you download to your Zune are called fucking Zune feeds rather than podcast.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't feel the need to make up a new word for them.
I think I've finally lost that battle. I use the word podcast pretty frequently now.
Yeah, well.
I know, man. Although I discovered a couple of really good video game podcasts that I really enjoyed listening to, and then within, I don't know, 4 or 5 episodes of me discovering them, there was this big, like, sort of shake up and acquisition at 1UP that caused most of the people responsible for them to get laid off.
Hmm.
So, it is entirely possible that my dad always talked about how he was always afraid when he discovered a product that he liked that him discovering it was going to make them stop making it because it happened so often.
Yeah, I've noticed that for myself, for sure.
Crystal Pepsi was delicious.
It wasn't, it didn't taste good, but I didn't want to ever stop drinking it.
I'd never actually tried it.
That was a problem. But C2, I still.
Oh yeah. You were a big fan of that. Didn't you discover that you could make it just by mixing half Coke and half Diet Coke?
It wasn't the same, and it took too much effort. So.
Yeah, that is kind of a lot of work.
Yeah. Compared to
you could never drink it out of a can, right? I guess you could could pour half of a can of Coke into your mouth. And then half a can of Diet Coke into your mouth. And then swish it around and spit it back into the cans.
You assume that I have as deep a throat as you do.
Oh, yeah. Well.
I really don't.
Yeah. Ekamekam says, "You realize the Cannon Museum is full." I fixed that today on dev. The Cannon Museum now is taller. Got an extra row. But then I was doing that while I was waiting for the plumber to finish, and then I rode my bicycle to work, and then I forgot what I was doing and didn't finish with the Crimbo leaderboard stuff. So I'll do that either after the show or tomorrow. but yeah. Medusa says, Forbes magazine rates Mesa, Chandler, and Gilbert 3 out of the top 10 most boring large cities in America. Why haven't you spiced things up down there? I keep trying to open my all goth chick strip club, but I keep getting muscled out of different locations by the city council. That one thing would do it, I think.
Yeah, that would make it cease to be boring.
All goth chick strip club, yeah. No city that has one of those could possibly be considered boring.
So really, you personally would enjoy it if a girl who smelled like clove cigarettes and was wearing some elaborate costume and makeup came up to you and said in a horrendously fake English accent, "Prithee, Lord, wouldst thou like a lap dance?"
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, mostly they know to shut up if you're not talking back. Right. So.
Hey, that's another idea. Like a Renfest themed strip club. Pretty much just any themed strip club, I think.
Yeah.
Unless the theme is like people who weigh 800 pounds.
I feel like probably the one thing that creates attractive breasts at the Ren Faire is the fact that the women are wearing clothes.
Right.
So that might not. There's probably not a lot of intersection of those sets. Yeah. Competent strippers.
You should just go for my pleasure palace idea. Just a karaoke bar / bowling alley / strip club.
Yeah.
Because there would always be something to do.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, really, anywhere that serves beer, there's always something to do, right?
Yeah, so there would always be multiple things to do.
Okay, I see. There would always be something else to do while you were drinking beer. There would always be a context.
Karaoke could be lousy, so you'd go bowl. You could get bored with bowling, you could go back to the karaoke.
Yeah, of course, you would just alternate between the karaoke and the bowling, and completely ignoring the naked ladies.
Yep, if there's one thing that differentiates us, it's your love for naked ladies and my fear of same.
Yeah. Trail Mix points out that Chris Maloney was on Law & Order, not CSI. Yeah, okay, fine. Excuse me for not being able to tell the difference between identical things.
I've only been able to watch like 5 minutes of CSI without changing the channel.
And you like got into Law & Order, didn't you?
Yeah, I've seen most of SVU and most of Criminal Intent. But they have a pace to them that's different than CSI. It's a little more deliberate and a little less must change film stock every 30 seconds and have a cut every 5 seconds kind of thing. I watched something at NCIS, which was just fucking ridiculous.
What's that?
It's Mark Harmon's show.
I don't know Mark Harmon.
He's an 80s TV star. It's like the Stargate of detective shows. It's syndicated and it's on all the time, and the acting is kind of the same as it is in Stargate and Andromeda and all those syndicated shows.
Stargate SG-1 was good.
No, it wasn't.
But yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was terrible.
Yes. No, it wasn't. It was good. Like, Farscape was terrible. Stargate SG-1 was good.
I haven't seen any Farscape, but I doubt that Stargate SG-1 was better than anything.
Come on, man.
It's like, is this series based on this terrible movie going to be any good? No, it's going to be horrible with some giant, bald, black, gay alien with a fucking
You and my wife, you ought to go down to the tampon store, and on the way, you can talk about how that dude totally ruins the show for you somehow. Like, I don't understand why people hate that character so much entirely based on his appearance. I think it's because he's black and you're a racist.
Oh, I see. I think it's because he's a terrible actor and I like things that are good.
He's not a terrible actor.
Okay, then that's a terrible character and he's acting it very well.
Okay. Okay, just like, fair enough.
there's no fucking way that dude is believable as a character, was my thought.
I don't think that you can say that just because it's a TV series based on a bad movie that it's going to be bad, right? Because
I gave it a shot.
Buffy was arguably not a particularly good movie.
I gave it a shot. It was like, well, I didn't like Stargate at all, the movie. Let's see how the TV show is. It's got MacGyver in it. Like, oh, this is like Charmed only for Star Trek The Next Generation instead of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I see.
Where they just kind of borrow.
You know, Law and Order is one of those shows that I never gave a chance because of the like, the girl I dated that TiVo'd a number of things. Law and Order, Charmed, and Angel. It also made me think that Angel was probably terrible, which then translated into me thinking that Buffy was probably terrible.
Right.
Yeah, Charmed, I don't know, man. I'd rather watch Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, I'll bet that if you've never seen an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and you're the kind of person who would like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you'd like Charmed.
Really?
Yeah, but I watched Buffy all the way through, and then when I watched Charmed, it was like, hey, here's a plot lifted entirely from an episode of Buffy, only way more clumsily handled.
Right.
So it's kind of like like Buffy for Dummies, I guess.
The witches were hot, though.
Yeah. Hot girls alone do not a show make. Hot girls without clothes on do a show make.
I guess that's true. I would not say, though, that any of the girls in Buffy are particularly attractive.
I mean,
they're certainly not unattractive, and there was a time when I was like, oh, wow, Allison Hannigan, super hot, or whatever, but, like, it's just kind of, like, she's kind of annoying, and I've mellowed a bit, and I care more about things like that now.
Yeah.
Charisma Carpenter, kind of pretty, but, again, personality sort of overrides it, and I just don't really think that Sarah Michelle Gellar is particularly attractive.
No. Oh, no. Anyway.
Mr. Bound says, what are the numbers associated with custom outfits mean, and how are they assigned? They mean the order in which the outfits went. I think that because C.D. Moyer fixed the custom outfit command, that those numbers are no longer necessary, and they are kind of ugly, so I think that I should probably just get rid of them. Because you can put on custom outfits by name with some intelligent matching now. So, I'm going to go into, that's the first item that goes into the radio to-do list thread from this show. One of these days, I'm going to have to look at that list. I couldn't remember the name of the company that provided Pat Sajak's wardrobe, so RDF was kind enough to tell me that it was Botany 500. Glebe says, rename Muscle, Mist, and Moxie to Vim, Imagination, and Pulchritude in honor of MS Paint Adventures. Yeah. You know, MS Paint Adventures is like, it's funny, but I don't really understand why everybody is so excited about it. Have you looked at it at all?
I looked at it extraordinarily briefly and didn't have the time to devote to exploring it once I saw it wasn't just a webcomic.
Mm-hmm. And it basically is just a webcomic, right? Like, unless I'm missing something. I mean, it just seems like it's just a story, you know, and it's funny, but huh. And then links about Grape Pie and Space Jam.
Now, it always intrigues me. It's like doing forensic analysis of how your Thursday show was,
right?
To see the leftover questions, like. Here's a link for hookers who will put gerbils up their vaginas.
Right. The Piggy 2 saying baby elephants need to eat their mother's poop to get essential enzymes in their system. Glebe says, I have a great idea to how to solve your inventory table issues. Get rid of all the items in the game. Good idea. Glebe says, sweaty, pointy, and painful for my least favorite of the seven dwarves.
Sweaty Spice was my least favorite Spice Girl.
I think there was only one Spice Girl that wasn't my least favorite Spice Girl. Cyber 34 says, if you remember in Rise of Legends, there were literal glass cannons, giant cannons made of glass. Yeah, I only played... I really liked Rise of Legends, but then I just sort of got tired of it and only played... I basically stopped playing after I got past the steampunk guys, which were like the first campaign. So I didn't play much of the desert one, and I did not get to the guys made of glass at all. So I only ever saw those as opponents. That was a pretty good game, though. That was the last like real-time strategy game that I actually played a lot of. But even then, I didn't play that much. So. Lost Dream says, opinion on ethnicity and grades, like the stereotype on Asians?
I'm going to go ahead and give Lebanese people like a B+.
Yeah.
Maybe an A for effort.
I don't have any funny way to... you say you don't want to be a name dropper?
No, I said maybe an A for effort.
Oh. I was going to say, Lebanese isn't a name. The Greeks make food that I like.
Keep talking. Woo, keep talking. I have to deal with something here.
You have to deal with something.
Yeah.
Okay. RDF says, hey guys, love the show. The Galaxy 500 was a car. Galaxy 5000 was the band that opened for the Pixies when I saw them at the Rat in Kenmore Square. Oh, I see. Numeric says, hey, Jick. I work as tech support for the IRS and recently got a call from this dickhead named Sydney who prefers to go by Simon. He lives in Mesa. Do you know him? If so, can you call him a diskhead for me? Then corrects that to dickhead later. Yeah. I would tell you to tell him Vivki said to pass it along, but that would be too cruel to my coworker. I think your coworker's parents were already too cruel to him or her in naming him or her Vivki. Oh, wait. And then it says ignore the Vivki part. I mean, ignore the Vicky part. I should really read these. Hi, JD says, I love the Counting Crows. It's not the Counting Crows, it's just Counting Crows. See, I had this discussion with somebody back in the day where they were talking about how the name of that band was really terrible because they thought it was the Counting Crows, and it was like they were crows and they were counting, as opposed to the band being named after the act of counting crows. And, so yeah. It's also Offspring, not the Offspring, but that's more in, like, catchy territory, so I'm not gonna go there. Then she's all, I was dancing to Mr. Jones during the break. Now I just need to convince a naked Jew that Counting Crows are indeed awesome. Yeah, you do. What's wrong with a naked Jew that he doesn't know from music? Sounds like Scully is still either MIA or AWOL or POW. Porcupine Spotter says, Jick defending Diamondy behavior? Who are you and what have you done with Jick? Is this one of your robots, Riff and or Hot Stuff? Now, if I was one of Riff's robots, I would just be failing to solve a Rubik's Cube. You know what? I can't solve a Rubik's Cube, so maybe I am one of Riff's robots. I was thinking about that the other day. When I was in, when we were in England, I got a Rubik's Cube at some science museum, and it came with a booklet on how to solve a Rubik's Cube. But then I got to that point where you just had to, like, memorize sequences of moves to swap corners and to swap... side pieces. It became a lot easier to imagine a Rubik's Cube when I realized that there are really only two important parts of there are only two kinds of squares, basically, on a Rubik's Cube. That understanding did not come until much later. I wasn't very smart when I was a kid. Never really, I riff and Hot Stuff and Nightmare. I'll sit around talking about it. Oh yeah, man. I totally learned to solve a Rubik's Cube when I was a kid, and I was like, seriously? Man, I was dumb as shit when I was a kid. I lived out in the woods. I just learned how to shoot. Which, I guess, when the revolution comes, my skills will be more useful than theirs. Spate says, why do you have to click on Find Another Topiary Golem instead of Auto Next Adventure? Well, you know, this is something that people have... It's been a constant source of irritation, and I think probably now the adventure system is sophisticated enough that I could just get rid of all that special handling and just make that a zone. Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. Although, I don't know. It would have to lock you. I'd have to alter the way that the actual maze script works, so probably never going to happen. Trail Mix says, Miracle Fruit tablets would make oral sex awesome. I guess only if... Alright, so here's a joke. These two morticians are sitting at a bar after work, having a couple drinks. And, the more they drink, the more comfortable they're getting telling stories, and one of them says to the other, man, the other day, I performed an autopsy on this old lady. She had a clit like a lemon. The second one says, really, it was that big? The first one says, no, man, it was that sour. So I guess, in that capacity, Miracle Fruit tablets would have made that oral sex better.
Clit like a lemon, eh?
Huh?
Well, when life gives you a clit like a lemon, make a clit like a lemonade.
I think I'm, Hot Stuff ordered this special grater that was recommended to him by the person that gave him the instructions for making limoncello. So it finally arrived in the mail today, so I think we're going to go home and we're going to zest like 50 lemons so that we can set those up to, and then he just brought it in to me. Is this for me to take home? It's a microplane sharper cutting tools. No, that doesn't make any sense. It is manufactured by Microplane Sharper Cutting Tools. Anyway, it's just basically a file with a bunch of tiny little razor-sharp blades on it. So we have to get some vodka or some Everclear and then put them in jars with lots and lots of lemon zests.
Right.
So, really, it's going to be quite the lemon party tonight. It's for grating Parmesan, zest, and coconut. Oh, so you can get soap shavings to make soap-aid.
Soap-aid.
Or soap-a-pias.
Oh, hey. Look what you did.
Frank and Bean says, can the Lame Observatory Memorial list of objects discovered be updated with the description content? The writing for some of those discoveries was priceless. I don't know. Like, it's got descriptions of the stuff, but there was that extra text that was the scientists talking to you.
Uh-huh.
It's in the wiki. There are people who feel like it should be immortalized in-game somehow. You know, a lot of the writing for the earlier Crimbos and this last Crimbo is really good, too, and there's nowhere in-game to find that. So I don't think that alone is enough of a reason for it. It seems like it would be a little weird to... Like, how would you present that information in the museum, I guess?
Yeah. I'm comfortable with that being preserved in the wiki for folks to find.
Food, folks, and fun to find. Macarona says, it would be neat if we could use rainbow gravitation to turn the hobo bindles into a rainbow bindle. Rainbow gravitation only applies to wads, though, man. Different numbers of items, just arbitrarily.
Yeah.
And then change all the recipes to just be incredibly complicated.
I think people would enjoy that.
Yeah. Radical Edward 101 says, why does the diary in the level 12 quest default to plain text? I like the pictures much better. I think you mean the level 11 quest, and it really shouldn't.
Yeah, I think the last time that I did it, it had the pictures. And not the plain text.
It's got a link at the bottom that you can click to view it in plain text, right?
Right.
I think the whole thing in some kind of alt text. Inferno Hero says, there needs to be a /unequip command so you can unequip all. Huh. I'm actually surprised that there was not unequip when equip went in. But you're right. Whoever said that. Inferno Hero. I had already tabbed out. Did you get whatever was going on taken care of?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's weird that you're going to have a baby.
And it would be a lot weirder if I was the one who had it.
I guess that's true. Oh, but come on. Didn't you hear that news story about how a man had a baby.
Yeah. And I think I felt that about it the same way you did. I saw the headline, like, oh, pregnant man. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Did they do that thing that from that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where they found a place in the abdominal cavity to put a baby and blah, blah, blah? Like, nope. We just sewed a dick on a woman and then knocked her up. Like, sorry, that doesn't count. That, sure, she may have been mentally a man, but her... it was the female part of the body that was doing all the kid having.
You couldn't have sewed a penis onto the Mars rover and then called it a manned mission to Mars.
Yeah.
That was a really weak analogy. ACM says, you guys keep talking about whether you should add items to the Spencer's collection. If people already find that useful, why not put the creative energy into McPhee's, where the humor and novelty is all those owners have? Well, but arguably, the owners of McPhee's Grimoire have gotten more work out of us over the last 3 years than the owners of any other item of the month. You know, I think that basically the responses that I've gotten have led me to believe that I'm wrong about the way that people feel about Spencer's, and there is no reason not to add another item to every category. Mm-hmm. You know? So we'll do that. It's Q1.
Is that going to help us synergize our PvP, BTB?
Yeah. BTB. It's going to help us synergize our BTO.
That's good.
We'll be TC of B.
I'm working overtime.
Quietus says, using the mutant outfit's disarm skill on the burly sidekick should give you the armed gun. Look, I don't have a problem with the burly sidekick dropping a ranged weapon that is that gun. I just don't like the idea. I don't like the joke, an armed gun.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's a joke.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. Like, that's the thing. I mean, it's very, you know, I don't know. Hot Stuff thought it was funny. That's usually the surest sign that something isn't a joke. But yeah, you know, it'll go in. That's one of the things for on deck for Q1 is getting some more ranged weapons into the game at various levels. Smashington McClubberstein says, I have a solution for your problem of adding items to Spinzors. Just make the new items better than the old items. Well, what could possibly be wrong with that? Oh yeah, we could just start making, like, item of the month quality items to get summoned from Spinzors. Be like, ha ha ha, don't you wish you'd bought one of these?
Yeah, we should just actually add all of the previous items of the month into the summoning queue for Spinzors.
Alright. Oxymoron 92993. I wonder what that's the zip code for. How about a way to ascend in which you can only gain stats from gourd potions? I think that it would rapidly become impossible to progress in that situation. Jordrum says, one group of accessories that you could make that would make more sense as a mutually exclusive set would be the subset of watches that have mutually exclusive adventure bonuses. Yeah, I feel like really every watch should probably not stack with every other watch. The narrative justification for that being that you can only be so on time.
Hmm.
Yeah. A Deadhead says, the Purple Light District needs a reference to that hobo Jigsaw reading a Playboy and taking notes. You know, doing these radio shows, like, it is going to be weird, like, 10 years from now to listen to these shows. Let's say that I do that in 10 years. Just having, like, I never would have remembered that. I never would have remembered that I was like out smoking on the balcony of the place that we were staying in San Diego, and there was a guy sitting by a dumpster, like, six stories below me, reading a Playboy and writing in a little notebook.
Huh.
I don't think it was a Playboy. It looked like there was there was some pink, which in our case we do not have when we are. In our case, we have not got. Yeah, never mind. Let's see. Stuffed Sandy Gunfox says, hobos should have should take a token amount of meat or something from you when they beat you in combat. After all, that's what a real hobo would do. That's true.
Sometimes hobos would just fight you for honor. I don't think that they would steal your meat, your money every time.
They believe that beating you in single combat means that they now own your house.
Right.
Hey, speaking of hobos, the guy, there's like this welder guy that lives three houses down from the office, finally took up a collection in the neighborhood and installed a gate at one end of the alley.
Huh.
And has put up a chain at the other end of the alley and no trespassing signs on there. So now we're entitled to just call the cops and they have to get anyone out of the alley, even like kids walking to and from school, whether they're the little bastards that break bottles or tag the walls with illegible bullshit or not.
Hmm.
Which, off my lawn!
So wait, how could he do that, though? Who owns that alley?
Well, because the city no longer uses the alley, there is this thing that you can do if you actually go to the trouble of filing the necessary paperwork, where you can get permission. If everyone who owns property that borders on the alley signs for it, you can get permission to block it off. And then once it's blocked off and no longer counts as a city easement at all, you can actually start the paperwork to incorporate the alley into everybody's property.
Huh.
So, like, just actually redefining the lots and extending the walls back. I don't have a lot of faith that is ever going to happen, because that would be an immense pain in the ass.
Yeah.
To get everybody in a coordinated fashion to build an extra, 15 feet of wall on either side of the back of their yard.
Plus, that would just be annexing kind of barren, dusty wasteland.
Yeah, but I mean, every lawn in Arizona starts out as barren, dusty wasteland,
Yeah.
Like, you could lay sod or whatever. But if, like, one person didn't do it, you would end up with this weird little walled section with no way in or out. It would be kind of awesome, like...
It would just be a little walled box in the back of somebody's house.
Yeah. Really, so I don't know.
I would just wait for the people on either side to build their wall, then I would knock my wall down.
Yeah,
to the back.
That's a good point.
Because really, not everybody has to do it.
Yeah. But that's weird, though, right? Because in a neighborhood like this, I don't understand how anything ever happens. Because, the walls in this neighborhood, we share a wall with the neighbor on one side, and we share a wall with the neighbor on the other side, right? And everybody's walls are exactly the same height, same composition, same material. And how did that happen? There is no homeowners association. Like, is it something that the builders all agreed to when the subdivision got built? The houses were obviously... There are several houses on the block that were obviously built by the same company or same person, because there are several houses on the block that are these weird, like, sort of octagons.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really curious as to what the insides of those houses look like. I've only been inside one of the neighbor's houses because I locked myself out of the office. I don't wait, that was a totally different place. Never mind. I locked myself out of Disco Banjo's house, and I had to practice my Spanish enough to say, "This is my house. I lost my key. Can I please have some water, please?"
Huh.
It was the middle of the summer, and it was like 2 hours until he was getting home. So yeah, I haven't been to any of the neighbor's houses here in this neighborhood.
Hmm.
But it would require a similar command of Spanish, I think, to make that happen. Very few English speakers in this neighborhood. And last time I checked, we live in the United States of America, and in the United States of America, we speak a little language called English.
Except that you don't live in the United States of America. You live in Arizona, which is an annex of Mexico.
Oh, right. So many billboards in this neighborhood are just in Spanish.
Does that make you go, "America for Americans"?
No, I mean, I don't really care. It's just strange to like, the different parts of town where, okay, like, here's a place where all the signs are in English, here's a place where all of the signs are in English and Spanish, and here's a place where all of the signs are in Spanish. And, it's easy to note the quality of the neighborhoods and come up with some bad associations there. Like, I sort of feel for society at large because of that kind of tendency. Because, what are you gonna do? It's like, okay, most of the places where there are a lot of Mexicans are shitty neighborhoods. Not necessarily because of the Mexicans, but it's difficult for somebody who's already predisposed to being an asshole to not conclude that.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, our office is in a shitty neighborhood filled with Mexicans. It's actually not a bad neighborhood. The alley is pretty bad, but I'm really optimistic that all that shit is going to stop.
You think so?
Yeah.
That'll keep the riffraff out?
Yeah, because I think that the gate is tall enough that it's, like, difficult to climb over, so why would you climb over that? Why would you bother climbing over a fence to pass out drunk when you could go to a different alley that didn't have that fence?
So you'll move the crime a block over and...
Yeah. Hey, fine with me. They can build their own damn gate, you know?
Oh, yeah, I wasn't going anywhere with that.
Yeah. You know, I'm sick of having to clean up graffiti. I'm sick of hobos leaving empty bottles in the alley, which are then broken by jackass
damn
junior
kids.
High kids.
Yeah.
Like, and then my friends dumping giant buckets of cigarette butts into the alley. Man, that bucket was gross. Yeah, the bucket that all the Riff's, like 5 years worth of Riff's cigarette butts. Riff hasn't even lived here for 5 years. 3 years worth of Riff's cigarette butts were in, and then a bunch of rain.
Yeah. It's like, I know what to do with this. I'll just dump it out.
Well, yeah, you know, we've almost reached the point where those butts have biodegraded, actually.
Right.
Like, it's like watching the majesty of nature at work.
I still think we should have kept the bucket that melted and made a sculpture. You should have just poured a bunch of resin over that.
I think a second one melted, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the second one that melted, I think, was like 6 inches from the house when it did so. Kick that dude's ass. That dude being Riff is constantly starting ashtray fires. Nothing smells worse than an ashtray fire. Yeah, you know what? That isn't true. Bong water. Bong water smells worse than an ashtray fire, but just barely.
Yeah.
Man, an ashtray fire in the process of being put out with bong water?
I think the next time I have an ashtray fire, I'm going to put it out with bong water, because I'll bet it will smell delicious.
Do you keep some bong water handy, just in case?
Yeah. In case of emergency, break bong.
I don't think that I have been in the same room as a bong in probably 7 or 8 years.
Not since the last time I smoked out of one. That can't possibly be true, because you... it's been more recently than 7 or 8 years that you were at Boozer Bear's house.
Hmm.
He has several.
Yeah, but, okay, a bong that was out and being used. I never saw him smoke out of anything other than a pipe.
Oh, no.
I mean, our friends and acquaintances don't use illegal drugs.
Hmm. No.
Bongs are interesting. Yeah, that's what I have to say about that. Are we ready to tecar un breco?
Yeah, we can do that. We'll be.
I learned that phrase from one of the billboards here in my neighborhood.
Did it say "tu deservo uno breco todayo"?
Mm-hmm. Yes. they translated the first word correctly, but then they just really phoning it in after that.
Yeah, well, you could tell the translator was eager to get to his weekend. Yeah, we'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Rise up in the play, the true indeed. Get like that track and that word on my feet. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. One blood, everybody like Julia Reed. Wake up every morning, yo, I must succeed. They survive the cause, make the world stampede. Yo, Willie, make me grow some weed. Man, charge, nigga, now I must proceed. Yo, if I hold a rule, let me be. He's too late, if I cheat, then I reach that need. What me that you have, like Apollo Creed. Body blows, but there's no shit making you bleed. So be warm, that I may know the technique. We want information, no more than just weed. Hey, you can be all about the pure breed. Do you know what that's about, do you know what I need?
The New York Times side, staying alive was no job at second hand. Moms bounced on old man, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young Jew, you're rocking the goat tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking rooms at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits by high stakes, making my way off five states. No question, I was beat for crashing weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the door off. Sticking up like woods on billboards.
Forever.
You wear your suit to London, things you never, never do before.
I adore you,
and what you just to make for, not, I'm gonna teach you all about love dance.
Sit yourself down, take a seat. All you gotta do is repeat after me.
It's a nice day for a wide
at weddings. It's a nice day to start again. Ow.
Yeah.
Jake back. Somehow we lost him. And the Jake that was lost is now found.
Yeah, what happened there, man?
I have no idea. I didn't drop my connection at all, so... Either it was a Skype thing, or it was a your... It was a your internet thing.
I heard a bunch of static, which I didn't immediately recognize as a problem, because, you know, those mashups that you play are just like noise.
Right, right. Which really all music that came out after, say, 1998 is just
That's
noise.
That's true.
Gleeps is wondering if there will be a whale's vagina zone underwater. Was there any reason that he should be expecting that?
You haven't seen Anchorman? No, because you hate...
I've seen Anchorman, but I don't remember a whale's vagina.
Where he...
Among
where
the quotable lines.
Park, you're talking about how no one really knows what San Diego means.
Hmm.
Where it's German for a whale's vagina. And then she says that's not right. And then he says, well, you know, nobody really knows what it means. And she says, yes. Yes, they do. Anyway, Amish Gorilla says, Dear Devmeisters, my Firefox keeps choking on some of KOL's JavaScript events, like you mentioned in an earlier show. Can you please explain the technobabble details and what it would take to fix this? If you would submit a bug report saying exactly what's happening, it would make it a lot easier. Yeah, I don't know. Chrome is ass, and that makes me sad.
Chrome the browser?
Yeah.
I use it occasionally on the machine upstairs.
On a dare?
Well, for some reason, on my notebook, on my laptop, the version of Firefox I got on there had a weird install and sometimes just craps out for no reason, even after lots of updating and trying to fix it and reinstalling. So, if I want a browser to open fast and I want to just go to various websites without things getting all fucked up, I'll use Chrome.
Causes all kinds of problems in KOL, though. Just weird shit happening.
I think I've logged on to KOL in Chrome.
Seeing my wife play. Like, if a Dropbox goes off the bottom of the screen, there's no way to get to the things on the Dropbox that are off the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's frustrating. Let's see. Mixie says, "Will there ever be female hobos?" I don't know. You know, history will have to bear out. If we one thing that I'm really looking forward to is if we end up with another Great Depression style situation, is new crop of hobos.
Hmm. That'll be fun.
There aren't a lot of trains anymore, though, so how would you get around if you were a hobo now?
Eighteen-wheeler?
So. I had this plan where I was going to get a bunch of 18-wheelers. Because I was thinking about a bell choir, right? So get a bunch of 18-wheelers and get the horns tuned to different pitches. And then, write music for it. And then somebody would have to stand in the center and be the semiconductor.
Ho-ho, ha-ha. That was a long way to go for that.
Well, I was actually thinking about that, and then I was like, oh, wait, this could also be a long way to go for a dumb joke.
Oh, okay. So as long as you didn't start on that path.
No, I didn't. I didn't start with semiconductor. It was I was really thinking about a bell choir made of car horns. The Gunrun says, hey, Jake, do you still have that plastered cast of January's Head on the shelf in your living room? No, it's actually out in... It's next to my front door now, and it is kind of awesome. It is just slowly disintegrating, and every time it rains, it erodes a little bit. It's pretty creepy.
So you've turned it into kind of an installation in art project?
Yeah.
That's deep, man.
There's when the pretentious artist's wife moved in with him, they collectively ended up with like four or five of those heads.
Huh.
And so there's a little pyramid of them outside the door of their place.
Is that just as a warning to any god Januaries who might come by their house?
Yeah.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, do you or will you write new stuff for Arbor Day and Yuletide periodically? I hit the first two Yuletides and the first two Arbor Days.
Yeah.
And then I, for like most of the last year, I didn't have an office because I had to build it after it got flooded. So I didn't have a calendar on the wall in my office. So I kind of fell by the wayside, and I just put my new calendar up, and the first thing I did upon putting it up was go, shit, I missed Arbor Day.
I need to grab one of the... Actually, I need to grab two of the 09 calendars and put one up at my house and one up at in my office so that I can never remember to flip the pages.
But yeah,
I went ahead with it, and I put up C.D. Moyer's gift to us, the Boris Vallejo calendar. Hmm. So every time I pee now, I'm just staring at this big, veiny, muscle-bound dude wearing, like, a giant skull on his head. Right. It's like a cool skull, though. It's like a crocodile skull or something. So it just looks like he has this big beak. It's just like a golf hat, except it's a crocodile skull and it extends like 3 feet past his face. I don't know. But he's got some weird giant lizard that he's presumably was riding prior to the picture being taken.
Right. Is he draining it in the picture?
So Boris Vallejo is actually just a photographer with a Stargate. And there's on every month there's like one or two terribly written sentences of text. Apparently, the entirety of the calendar tells a story. At this point, the Axon Wanderer has landed on whatever the name of this planet is. It's got some apostrophes in it,
of course.
But I'll radio listeners, I'll keep you posted on the stories of the Axon Wanderer. I'm guessing that what's going to happen is he's going to start to encounter a lot of, you know, sort of dryads and just women who are allergic to a lot of clothing.
Yeah.
let's see. Any reason the slash outfit command isn't as smart as the other, says NoTech? Slash outfit hippie returns too many found, even if you only have one of the outfits. Well, part of the reason it's not as smart as the other commands is because I wrote it, and CDM wrote the other commands. So you can probably use a little bit of tweaking. If you can think of ways to improve it, be sure and suggest them. ShepUp27 says, Dear Chicken Crew, I was on your Twitter and saw CDM's link to MS Paint Adventures. Have any of you tried it out? If you have, do you know how to play the game? It seems like you only have one option, which is the link below the picture. I think that's the point of it. And, yeah, I don't know. What? I have something in my eye, and it really hurts. I hope that this can stop. Otherwise, I might have to go to the bathroom. Do you ever get that? Like, just like a... It's not like you have an object in your eye, but, like, your eye just gets real stingy. And rubbing it only makes it worse.
No, but usually I don't put my finger in my ass and then rub my eye.
I see.
That's what you should probably stop doing.
What are you implying?
I was kind of sidling up to the fact that you should stop sticking your finger in your ass and then rubbing your eye.
What do you suppose is in there that stings my eye so much?
Probably leftover Tabasco.
Mm. Tatter says, I'm confused as to why pulverizing a beer bong, which is a sleeze-aligned item, yields stench and or twinkly wads. Stench and or twinkly, huh? That's weird. Does the beer bong do sleaze damage? Yeah, hell, I don't know.
It ought to.
Kazaa says, why does neither the Lumbering Jack nor the Blatantly Canadian give Canadianity? I think Canadianity probably didn't exist as an effect when we first coded those.
Yeah, and that doesn't seem like the kind of thing you'd get from a fight.
Lumbering Jack is a drink.
Is it?
Yeah. Wow. Blatantly Canadian is like an MP restore, I think.
Yeah, I know. The Blatantly Canadian.
Knosh says, can we have a gay pride day in KOL? Faggots are awesome. You know, I'm tempted to just stop ever using any words that are at all offensive, not because I feel like I have an obligation to, but because I'm just tired of reading arguments on the forums about it.
What are they arguing about on the forums?
I called Gleebs a faggot because he said, at least he's not. I said something on the radio about how I didn't like him. And then he said something about at least I wasn't calling him a faggot. And then I was like, oh, right, I just forgot, faggot. You know, which clearly some sort of in-joke. Somebody gets all indignant, you know. And it's one of those, like, I'm not gay, but on behalf of my gay friends, I'm really offended by the use of the word gay to just mean bad and faggot as a all-purpose pejorative.
Right.
It never even occurred to me to think about Gleebs having sex with a dude. I'm just calling him a faggot because it's funny.
And you frequently do think about Gleebs having sex with a dude, and it's not a negative thing at all.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, given the more recent allegations, that I'm this douchebag who's horribly offensive and is ruining the company. Just thinking about the Asperger syndrome and the fallout after that. The argument to that, which went, I don't have Asperger syndrome, but on behalf of people who have Asperger syndrome, who I've never met, I'm horribly offended, and that was insensitive. And so I went, okay, Dave Speculum, how do you feel about that comment? I thought it was pretty funny. Aaron, your brother has Asperger syndrome. What did you think about that comment? I think it was an accurate portrayal of Asperger syndrome, and so I went back to the internet and said, hey, look, these people who are intimately familiar with the situation thought that it was pretty funny. And they're like, oh, sure, I have a black friend, so it's okay for me to say nigger. It's like, no, the point is that nobody who has a right to be offended by this is, because it's not offensive, and get off your wagon.
I think the primary problem that I have in all of these arguments is that I don't believe that people just have, like, this sort of a priori right to not be offended, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm with that.
Something that's going to happen, and tough shit, you know? Like, it's like, people can't be bothered to seek out communities in which they feel comfortable. They feel like they should just be able to enforce their own comfort level in any community that they decide to go into, and that's just ridiculous. You know? I feel like there's no other time in human history would this kind of bullshit have been put up with, even for one second. And, you know, I don't think we're that much more enlightened than people were 200 years ago. Which is funny, because, you know, there was, like, slavery and women couldn't vote.
Those were the days.
That really is. Me saying that we're not any more enlightened as a society than we were 200 years ago is pretty indefensible. I don't know. Do you suppose that there is the same kind of, like, entitlement to comfort in Europe?
I don't...
Or do you think that, like, it's just, it's okay for you to tell somebody to fuck off if they don't want to hang around? You know, like, I don't have a good sense.
I was reading something recently about Americanisms that a dude from Britain was writing about in a column, just things he was having trouble coping with, like things that annoyed him about America. And one of them was happy holidays. He said, what the fuck? If you're too much of a pussy to say Merry Christmas, or if you would be offended by someone saying Merry Christmas in the UK, they'd just tell you to fuck off. I was like, wow, I want to move there.
Mm-hmm.
But only for Christmas.
Were you there for Christmas?
No.
When we went? You were there in, like, January.
Yeah. The first time we were there, like, 2 weeks before Christmas.
It would have been interesting. See what Christmas is like in England. I'm guessing everything is closed.
I'm guessing that there's this guy who... Yeah, actually what I've seen is there are carolers on every corner.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, everybody's wearing top hats and stuff, and there's this guy who kind of stomps around and occasionally throws a wreath at someone and says, Bah humbug, yeah.
Humbug, yeah.
Because that movie's a documentary, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Dot says, is there a reason Travolta trousers don't work on Big Brother's store? Yeah, because it's only meat. You know, it doesn't work on the stuff you buy with quarters and dimes in the level 12 quest. Doesn't work on, you know, other things. Cloud Strife says, ever watch Frisky Dingo? Boosh. I saw one episode of Frisky Dingo, and it was pretty good, but I never saw another one.
I have not even seen that.
It seemed to be immune from the just kind of like arbitrary randomness of a lot of Adult Swim stuff. Like, it sort of reminds me of Venture Brothers in that regard. Like, it's just a funny cartoon rather than, like, you know, an Adult Swim thing.
Right. So it has a plot and makes sense? Or?
Yeah, I guess so.
Weird.
Temporary Man says, in the Ravenhaven adventure, the second instance of you is capitalized unnecessarily. I don't know what the Ravenhaven adventure is.
Me neither.
Let's see if it's
an actual. I probably wrote it. I've been
there is not a non-combat called Ravenhaven. Let's see if there's a choice adventure called Ravenhaven.
I've been falling behind on my typography.
It doesn't look like there's a non-combat or a choice adventure called Ravenhaven either. I don't know what the hell that is, man. You know, I'm wondering, though, a lot of times incorrectly capitalized things are you... oh, it's an Arboretum adventure. Weird. J. Ailey to the rescue. Although, you would think that would have shown up. I guess I can look it up by the zone. There's a lot of fucking stuff in this game, man. The Arboretum. Oh, the Ravenhaven. That's why I wasn't able to... Let's look. I don't see any instances of the word you. No, I do. No, there's two of them. Both at the beginning of sentences. I don't know, maybe I'm looking. Is this the based on that thing, the Congress of Rooks or whatever?
Yeah.
Huh.
Parliament.
Hey, I know I'm fat now that I read The Sandman.
Yeah, think of all the references in our game you're gonna get now.
I don't see any problems in here. I don't know what this is all about.
Well, I'll have a look too. It's in the Arbor Day stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm but I just read the entire thing and I didn't see any inappropriate capitalization, so I don't know what the hell either I'm missing something or somebody else is missing something.
It could be dialogue punctuation, which is something that neither of us know how to do properly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh.
As you hike across the arboretum, comma, looking for the perfect place to plant your sapling, comma, capital Y, you see a storytelling of ravens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fixed.
You know, I think it was at the very beginning of a line in the Spindler, so it didn't look wrong.
Weird. Which is probably... I think I wrote these directly into the Spindler, and that's probably why... that I capitalized it too. So. That's been fixed. It'll trouble you no longer.
Darcel says February 6th to 8th is Con of the North. It's in St. Paul, Minnesota, so Mr. Skullhead might already be going. Were you aware of Con of the North?
I have not heard of Con of the North. I'll go look at that. We probably won't do a custom item for that, but.
Yeah, no, we're not in the habit of doing items for cons that we don't put on ourselves. Tineldar writes, in World of Warcraft, raid bosses drop badges that can be traded when you have enough of them for items that dropped in the raid for people who had unlucky rolls, right? And they can also drop bags of badges. How about implementing that in Hobopolis in future clan dungeons? Hodgman could have a bindle that gave one random piece of loot when opened, or bosses could have a bag of nickels that gave a dozen or so when opened. This would be great if you put in a way to sell nickels, sort of. That isn't really the way that it works. In World of Warcraft, the gear that you buy with badges is not the same as the gear that would drop from those bosses. There is badge gear for sort of every class and every way of playing that class, and there aren't enough bosses to have that many drops, I think is the main thing. And I don't actually know. I think for a while the boss drops were the best thing, and then the badge gear became the best thing, and then something else became the best thing. I don't know. I did not spend any time really playing World of Warcraft when that was relevant. Gorlog the Incredible One says, why is the spooky putty sheet not hardcore usable? Well, because it would create this situation where donating in hardcore and getting one of those things would give you and it's sort of unassailable advantage that after the spooky putty is no longer in the store, no one else would ever be able to get. So, that's it. Linguini Lad says, it'd be neat to see a Mr. Store item that had the properties of a hobo monkey and a hound dog. To make it fair, you could charge 5 Mr. A's. Yeah, I don't think so. Because you would basically have to have one of those to compete in Ascension. And there's... Actually, I don't know if that's true or not. Because, I don't know, if meat's not really a big deal. I was thinking it was items and stats. Yeah. Stupid. Nandor says, how about some place where we could see the most popular names for each familiar? I think that would be fun. I think that would be a list of the randomly generated familiar names. Tog and Gott and Trorg and Grort and Tonald. Soy Voyage says, what music do you recommend? So far my entire world is They Might Be Giants, and I need to expand my horizons. Thanks. Well, when I was in high school, I listened exclusively to They Might Be Giants, Nine Inch Nails, and R.E.M.
If you think the only problem with They Might Be Giants is they're not vulgar enough, you should listen to Ween.
Come on. You don't know from Ween. Ween is not even that vulgar.
So you claim. But every time I try to listen to Ween, that's all I hear.
I still need to make you a mix CD.
Yeah, you and Vaginal Blood Fart both have suggested that they can make me the CD that will change my mind about Ween.
I don't think that I'm going to change your mind about Ween. I think I might convince you to stop talking shit about them, though. Because I'm not saying that you're going to like them, but I am saying that your impression of them is sort of...
Based on the 4 songs that I've heard that are all kind of needlessly vulgar in the way that...
I'll be sure to pick songs that don't have any dirty words in them so that you don't your delicate sensibilities don't get offended.
I don't mind vulgarity, but when it's... I don't mind vulgarity in addition to cleverness, but when it's vulgarity posing as cleverness, I have a problem with that.
they're certainly not as clever a band as Giants, but no, who is, you know?
I would suggest, let's see, I was looking at my iTunes for suggestions for this young lad. Arcade Fire's good. Ben Folds. Since Jake suggested Nine Inch Nails, I have to counter with Billy Joel. Beatles, Bob Dylan, Cake.
Yeah,
actually, Cake is a good step sideways from They Might Be Giants.
Yeah. Cake, though, I feel like once you've heard like three or four Cake songs, you've heard every Cake song.
I don't think so. I think their songs are similar, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's not like
to somebody who is accustomed to the range of They Might Be Giants, Cake is just going to sound like a single song over and over again.
The David Byrne and Brian Eno album that came out this year was really, really good.
Was it?
Yeah, you should check that out.
Talking Heads are good.
Yeah, Talking Heads is another good one.
That would take you into pretentious artist in high school territory.
You know, whenever I hear David Byrne's voice, I think of pretentious artist.
Yeah, me too.
For some reason, I maybe it's because he loaned me the one Talking Heads album at some point, but I always think his speaking voice sounds like David Byrne's singing voice.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Let's see. Guru Tsini says, could we please have an item that, for example, halves crit chance? Why would you want that? I'm curious. Tell me why you would want that, and then I'll tell you whether or not you can have it. The answer is no.
I'm tired of doing so much damage all the damn time.
Tommy Tom says, thank you for saying you'll add some items to the Tasteful Gifts book. You're welcome. Thank you for thanking me for saying that I'll add some items to the Tasteful Gifts book.
Well, thank you for thanking him for... Yeah, screw it.
Oh no, another putt says, will the burly sidekick in the airship ever drop a gun that attaches to your arm? Yeah. Hey, did you end up with a copy of the documentary? Have we talked about this?
We talked about it, and I hadn't yet, and I still haven't.
Really?
So, yeah.
That sucks. Maybe we'll send you a copy when we actually get it printed, and that's when you'll see it. It's pretty good. I'm pretty impressed with it.
Good.
It's well put together. You know, it's shorter than I would like it to be, but it's longer than the other documentaries about us. You come across really well on camera. You've got that kind of animated deal.
That's where being an arty, that kind of artsy fartsy faggot kind of comes in handy.
Being an Artie Johnson.
You know, I think the more people complain about innocuous usage of the word faggot, the more I'm going to have to use it.
Yeah.
In conversation. Probably exclusively to refer to myself, though. Because then what are you going to do?
You know, I think that, by and large, when I use faggot to make fun of somebody, it is in the same sense in which, you know, my dad would have called somebody a pussy.
Yeah.
Right? But I think calling somebody a pussy is offensive to women's vaginas.
Or is offensive too offensive to them if you really hate women's vaginas? I don't know why we have to keep saying women's vaginas as opposed to dudes' vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
There was one of my buddies here quoted a scene from The Office, the sitcom, that had the...
The British one or the American
one? The American one. That had the
I don't watch the American one.
Yeah, and I don't watch my anime dubbed. But anyway, I had the character who's supposed to be the kind of clueless guy explaining that faggot is what you call your straight friends when you want to make fun of them. You wouldn't call your gay friend that because that would be offensive. You'd call them something else. And just like you would never make fun of a retarded person by calling them retarded, but when somebody who isn't retarded is acting retarded, it's not offensive to call them retarded.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of use that as a jump-off to make fun of him. But I kind of subscribe wholeheartedly to that doctrine.
Yeah, I mean, that seems pretty sound to me. You know.
And it makes sense as long as you don't mind that somebody in passing might hear you say faggot and think, oh, what a homophobic douchebag.
Yeah. I mean, who cares? I'm not a homophobe, so I don't care if somebody thinks I'm a homophobe. You know?
I am a homophone.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which is unfortunate.
I mean, was it offensive to the French for me to constantly call Crapstorm French?
I don't know. Was that disparaging of Crapstorm?
Yeah. Well, I think everything that I ever said to or about Crapstorm was disparaging.
I mean, I understand that like gay people and black people are both people who have had years and years of people making disparaging remarks about them and treating them like second-class citizens, and that's why that's why it doesn't go down very well.
I've never met a single gay person who wasn't on our side of the fence about
that much is true.
Right, it could be that I just hang out among, you know.
I don't know. I know gay people who have taken issue with saying like that's so gay. Even Dan Savage said, "Yeah, saying that's so gay makes you sound a little bit like a homophobe," but most of my straight and gay friends do it, and to be fair, the things they were describing as so gay were, in fact, totally gay.
Oh, yeah. And Naked Juice says, have you guys played the complete version of World of Goo? Yes. I've played probably a third of the way through it. I still pick it up every once in a while.
Isn't that a Wii game, though?
You might be able to get it on WiiWare or something. I got it on the PC, though. That was a game that I actually pre-ordered, like, a year in advance. Like, they took pre-orders to get the actual cash to develop it. Just on the strength of the demo, it seemed like it was going to be pretty cool. And it says, there's another insanely good game out called Crayon Physics Deluxe, kicks ass, available for PC, etc. Yep, I bought that yesterday, and have been playing it in idle moments here on my...
I'm apparently the only guy on the internet who was just completely unimpressed with that demo.
With Crayon Physics?
Yeah. And it left me with zero, zero, zero interest in playing the completed version.
Really?
It was just like, oh, you can draw something and it falls down. Huh. This isn't any fun at all. I'm done.
I mean, did you play, like, Fantastic Contraption?
Uh-huh.
Did you like Fantastic Contraption?
For about 5 minutes.
Yeah, so it's just not your kind of thing.
Yeah, it just seemed like I'm not the person who can discover all of the endless possibilities in a game like that.
Right.
I'm
the
guy who will draw a circle and a square and a couple more circles and a couple more squares and then just say, fuck it.
Yeah, I got really into a game that was very similar to Crayon Physics. It was just like a flash game that came out because it might have been the same people that did it. In fact, I think that it may have been the same people. But there were these leaderboards for solving each of the puzzles in the fewest possible objects drawn.
Hmm.
Right? So, because, I mean, some of it, like, when we were playing through it around the office, it was like, all right, the way that I got this done was by just making this incredibly complicated machine to accomplish these things, right? Because that was the only way we could figure out to do it.
Hmm.
But then the leaderboards were all, like, one object. We're like, what the fuck? So it was a lot of fun trying to figure out, like, you know, okay, so there's a ball on this one platform, and then the goal is on this other platform. So what you have to do it in one object is to attach a big object to the ball that falls in such a way that if you erase it in mid-fall, it catapults the ball right into the goal, right? And so that was what was fun. It was very much one of those, like, the game as designed was not fun, but the game that I found in it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
The designers probably hate me the way that we hate the Spartans. We don't hate the Spartans. Or call them Spartans.
Yeah, I was somewhat dismayed to see that was still on the... that was still making the rounds on the forums.
Mm.
And people were still using that terminology.
Well, I mean, it's okay. They need a name, right?
Yeah. It annoyed me slightly that there was this whole movement that came after that post where I posted the thing. It was almost immediately apparent that nobody got what I was saying and that the people who were most of the people who were offended for entirely the wrong reasons. So I deleted the post. And somebody saved it and put it on a website and, like, never forget that Mr. Skullhead said this shit about you. I was like, why are you French, and why isn't it good enough that I deleted it?
You don't get to rewrite history, Orwell.
They were like, we do not care, you fascist, you cannot stop the signal. I was like, so you're French and you're Firefly fans, gotcha.
Information wants to be free.
I guess.
God, I hated that character.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
The crazy
dude. Why?
The dude with all the TV screens? He was awesome.
Why was it so important that he be just this caricature of a Jew? Why did they do that? Why is that okay?
He was funny. I don't think he was a caricature of a Jew. He had a Jewish wedding where he stomps on a cop.
Okay.
He was the funny guy from 10 Things I Hate About You.
All right.
I don't remember him hoarding any money.
The thing is that,
or having horns.
You don't remember him being like overtly incredibly greedy?
No.
Betraying, you know, betraying people for
no
30 credits of silver.
He didn't betray them for money. He betrayed them because they were gonna kill him, and then they killed him.
Whatever, man.
Did you actually watch that
movie? I'm
not
Jewish. I'm not Jewish, but I was offended by that on behalf of Jews that I know.
Oh, I see.
We've had this discussion.
It would be okay if Jews that you know
were... That kind of thing hardly ever bothers me, and that really bothered me.
I still don't think you've actually seen that movie. I think you've seen, like, a fan recreation of that movie. Because the things that you talk about bothering you about that movie are things that aren't actually in the movie.
Oh, really?
Like, the 10 times that Summer Glau's brother says, it's me, it's your brother. And you're like, I can't stand the way they just did all that exposition all the time.
Uh-huh.
And that didn't happen at all. He goes up and goes, hey, it's me. And she looks at him completely blank. He goes, you know, your brother. She looks at him completely blank.
Your brother is a doctor.
That's not... That is entirely not how that plays out. That was beautifully handled exposition.
Okay, fine. You're right. You're right. There was not a single moment of awkward exposition in the entirety of Firefly.
No, there was some great exposition that was almost seamlessly blended into the film.
Whatever.
They did a fantastic job.
Are you sure you have time to finish the radio show? Are you sure you don't have to go give Joss Whedon some more blowjobs?
I'm more than ever, I'm convinced that you didn't watch Serenity. That you actually watched some bizarre fan recreation of it.
Okay.
Or you sat in front of a blank screen and imagined things. Because the shit that you talk about that movie... Yeah, I think you need to see it again and do it right this time.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. All
right. Next thing you're going to tell me that there weren't just, like, random 15-second clips of like dudes having sex interspersed throughout the whole thing.
No, those were there. At least on my copy.
Pouring Slayer says Angel Hair Wisp doesn't abandon you when a hobo attacks. Yeah, that's because the stuff that the hobos do are not regular attacks, and that confuses people all the time. And I probably what I really ought to do, and I just haven't done this because there's not a whole lot of value to it. I probably ought to make the regular attack code flexible enough to do what I wanted the hobos to do, and make those regular attacks so that the things that fire on regular attacks will fire on those. But it comes up every once in a while, and I don't do it. You know what I should do? I should just say, hey, C.D. Moyer, do this for me.
I think you should just start calling him number one and just telling him to make it so.
It's true.
You know,
Iluro Dragon makes fun of me for not knowing how to spell Dachshund. I could have sworn there was a T in it.
Me too. I would never make fun of people for not knowing how to spell that, because that's a horrible word to have to spell.
Yeah, I looked it up and compared what I had done to what was in the dictionary and didn't notice that I had fucked it up. Which, you know, why did I bother?
Did we put a dachshund in the game?
I could have just looked it up on a one-word dictionary that I just wrote that only contained the word dachshund and no definition.
Dachshund.
I don't fuck that up.
You should have just spelled it D-O-C-K.
Dachshund.
Yeah. S-O-N. Son of a doc.
Tatter says, wow, I love the poop talk last show. Funny stuff. I don't remember what we were talking about. Alex Leon says, does Jake hate Australians? Damn right.
No, it was more, does Jake hate Australians?
I don't know any Australians.
I would love to go to the meet in Australia, and if it were 6 months later, it would feel a lot more probable.
Yeah.
I want to do it.
If it was during Comic-Con.
Yeah. No. No. Maybe if it, maybe next year, if there's an OSKOL-Con too.
Yeah.
I'll come and I'll bring my child.
Funfrog211 says, will there ever be a KOL annual party type thing, like Columbus, but an actual KOL convention? In fact, there already is. We had the 5th annual one this past September.
And now we're all trying to figure out what to call the 6th one.
KOL Con 6, pick up sticks.
Right.
KOL Con 6, grab your crucifix.
Huh.
KOL Con 6, convention center full of dicks.
KOL Con 6th sense.
Artist B says, do you have an iPod? I have, what did we get first? We got, like, second generation iPods.
The ones that didn't have the four buttons on top.
Yeah.
Above the click wheel. So.
And then a couple years later, my wife got me one of the video ones for Christmas, which I never watched a single video on. And now I just have an iPhone that uses my iPod.
See, I wouldn't be able to use an iPhone as my iPod.
Really?
I like having all of my music with me.
Yeah, see, I didn't tend to do that even with my old iPod, and I also don't have nearly as much music on it.
See, if I found that I had to go and select from my 30 gigs of music the 4 gigs that I wanted to take with me at any given point, I would probably do that once and then never do it again.
I mean, I don't tend to listen to music on it, which is one thing, right? So I'm listening to stuff that I'm by and large only going to listen to once.
Yeah. I haven't actually taken my iPod anywhere, probably in a year. It's been docked in the speakers that we have. And, you know, I use it to play music all over the house.
That is what, you know what, I use mine like that, too. I've got a place to hook it up to the stereo in the living room. And it does sit there.
Apparently there's an app for the iPhone now that just turns the iPhone into a streaming device for iTunes. Which would be, like, as long as your computer's on and networked into it somehow, like, wherever you are, you can stream all of your, anything that's in your iTunes to your phone.
Huh.
And that would be ridiculously useful. That's enough to make me ponder if maybe I've chosen the wrong course.
I could definitely see that working if you were in your house, right? Like, because it's connected to the same wireless network. Working remotely, though, that would be rough. I don't know that that's for real.
And that dude could have been lying. Oh, wait, I was going to say, he doesn't play KOL, so it's okay for me to talk shit about him, but he does listen to the radio show, apparently. So. Sorry.
Hot Stuff showed me this thing, which, it basically, you can run a little server on your computer, and it's like, it's either a PC or Mac or whatever, and it turns the iPhone into, like, a universal remote for your computer. You can put it in a mode where the iPhone works as like a trackpad, so you're just controlling the mouse and able to click, and you can program buttons to run applications and pass keystrokes to applications. So, like, it's at the point where I'm seriously the application itself costs like $8, which is more expensive than I usually want to get a thing on my phone for, right? But I'm thinking about getting rid of cable, using my laptop, which I no longer need at the office because I've got my old desktop machine set up to run the radio. I'm thinking about setting up my laptop, connected to the internet and to my television in the bedroom, and getting that application so that I can just, you know, go to Hulu and watch television shows on Hulu on my TV using the phone as a remote control for the computer.
Yeah.
Like, that just seems totally acceptable as a way of having that. Right? Yeah. So
that's pretty much what I want to do once we replace our TV. I mean, our TV is old enough that it doesn't have an SVGA port or an HDMI port on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we get around to getting a new TV, I want to hook probably just a Windows Media PC to it then. And then you'd have then you can have a remote control.
That would almost be enough to make me sign up for Netflix again, too, just being able to use the streaming Netflix.
Yeah.
On an actual TV, like, that is worth it to me. And especially that compared to the cost of cable. Like, you know, I don't watch enough television to merit paying.
Yeah, and the shitty thing about our cable is, I'd love to drop the cable, but I wouldn't really save that much money because we get a discount for having cable and internet at the same time. So just the internet would just get more expensive. Not the entire amount, but still.
Are we done? You gotta check in.
Yeah, please. We gotta Dave's back on board.
Good. So people enjoy that.
The kids like the ice speculum. Okay, I'm trying to find my mic to mute it. All right. Okay. Yeah, we can
see you Thursday, kid.
All right. Good night, children.